Rabbana.
Ask the followers of the remembrance if ye know not.
Rabbana, ya Rabbana, ya Rabbana, ya Hayyu, ya Qayyum, nawwir qalbana.
You're listening to the program The Key on IRIB English Radio with Shiraz Hossein Agha, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom and a PhD in philosophy.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Welcome to our program, The Key, here at IRIB English Radio. Today on The Key, we're going to be asking and responding to a very important question. And that question is regards to the legitimacy of the birth of non-Muslims. Meaning, should we consider non-Muslims as illegitimate? Or should we consider them to be legitimately born? What is the answer to this question? In order to answer this question, we have to take something into consideration, and that question is this, that the relation of marriage is one of the necessary elements of every human society. And it was established for the protection, the sustainment, and subsistence of human progeny. And there's no recourse but for this institution to be established. Therefore, it's only natural that in every nation, in every religion, the institution of marriage was present, it existed. And obviously, this institution, it took on different forms in different eras and different religions. This is obvious. At the same time, we know that these differences does not cause the nature of the institution of marriage to change. I mean, it doesn't cause that those ceremonies to become something else, and for their essences to change and not be considered marriages, to the extent that, according to Islam, the marriage is conducted in every nation, in every religion, before or even now, it's considered these as acceptable, and therefore the children born from these marriages, we consider them legitimate. For example, we have a riwayat, a hadith from Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, in which he said that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam said, "Do not curse the polytheists, right? Do not curse them, because every nation has its own form of marriage, right? This kind of indicates that these marriages were considered legitimate, and the children born for them were considered legitimate children, not illegitimate children, right? And we also have another hadith." Again, narrated from Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, that the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi salam prohibited Muslims from cursing, their non-Muslim slave girls, and he said you shouldn't say that, you shouldn't call them and curse them by calling them illegitimate, right? Because then the Prophet says that every nation had its own form of marriage, right? So this indicates kind of that the marriages conducted in those other religions, Islam accepted them as legitimate, and therefore the children born from them were legitimate children. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam has also been reported to have said, "Do you not know that every group of people, every nation has its own form of marriage by means of which they stay away from fornication?" So this clearly indicates that this is acceptable in Islam. Thank you for joining us here on The Key. We were looking at whether non-Muslims are considered legitimate or not. Until next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Shiraz Hossein Agha, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom and a PhD in philosophy, on the program The Key on IRIB English Radio.
You can also send your questions to English Radio at irib.ir.